Until recently, most teens didn't think much about vaping. In fact, one brand of e-cigarettes, Juul, even advertised that vaping was safer than regular cigarettes. But vaping is what sent Adam Hergenreder to the hospital.
Every time they vape and bring this aerosol into their lungs, it's not water vapor. It has chemicals, including aldehydes and special alcohols that are produced as a result of heating these solvents that are in the vaping liquids.
In looking at 150 different e-liquids, scientists found about 200 different chemicals. The effect on the body is unknown.
I'm 18 years old. My lungs are like a 7-year-old's.
Scientists have also found that vaping causes changes in the lungs, like the changes found in smokers with emphysema, which may explain Hergenreder's difficulty with breathing. Proteins called proteases are found in the lungs of some vapers.
The best way of describing it is they're molecular scissors. So proteases are proteins that cut up other proteins.
Having some proteases in the lungs is normal, but high levels of proteases increase lung damage.
What we found was these protease levels were up to the same amount in vapors' lungs as in smokers' lungs.
Professor Tarrant said nicotine is connected to high protease levels in the lungs. It's too soon to have studies on the long-term effects of vaping or whether teens whose lungs are still growing are more vulnerable to bad outcomes than adults who vape. In the meantime, the CDC says people should consider not using e-cigarette products while it investigates the soaring number of illnesses. Other medical groups are using stronger language. The American Medical Association is urging the public to avoid the use of e-cigarette products. And the National Association of County and City Health Officials is calling for swift action to eliminate youth vaping. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.